Nesechlis Gittin Daf Chav Hey, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Dalam Beis. The Mishnah taught us that a get has to be written Lishma, and the Mishnah brought 4 cases where a get would be pasul as it was written Shalei Lishma, each built on the previous case. The first case was where the get was written Lislamid. The second case was where Reuven A wrote a get for Rachel A, and he then decided not to divorce her, and he gave the get to Reuven B to divorce Rachel B. The third case was where Reuven had 2 wives named Rachel, and he originally wrote a get for Rachel A, and then delivered the get to Rachel B. And the fourth case was when Reuven instructed a sefer to write a get for Rachel, and he would decide which one of his wives that were named Rachel he would give it to. And we saw that the chiddush of this last scenario was that we say ein brira. And let's remember that Tosfos pointed out that even if we generally would hold that yesh brira, but b'negei a get, since it says b'chasav la, so there's a special requirement that at the time of the ksiva, it has to be clear as to whom the get was written for. And it's important to note that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, who holds edim asirikati, and therefore he holds when the Torah says b'chasav of law, it can't be talking about the chasima se'idim that have to be done l'shma, as l'fi Rabbi Elazar, there's no requirements to have chasima se'idim, and therefore when the Torah says v'chas of law, it's referring to the actual ksivas haget, and the actual ksivas haget has to be done l'shma. However, according to Rameo, holds that edi chasima kati, therefore when the Torah says v'chas of law, it's specifically referring to the chasima se'idim that have to be done l'shma, but the actual ksivas haget doesn't have to be done l'shma, as we discussed beforehand. And of course, our Mishnah could be going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that we had earlier in the Masechta, that both the ksiva and the chasima se'idim have to be done l'shma. Also, b'negei today's Gemara, there's a din that we will learn on daf pei beis and beis, that if Reuven writes a get, and he writes, harei ha'megureshes mimeni v'yat muteres l'cha adam, so certainly it's not a full krisis, and therefore the get is pasul, but there's a reich ha'get, as this get looks like a regal get, and therefore, as many rishonim say, on the d'oraisa level, or at least midrabbanon, although the get is invalid, but if her husband dies, and she's now an almana, she still can't marry a kohen, as we consider that she's segrusha on some level. And also, if she is currently an Eishes Kayin, he would have to divorce her as well. And Rashi brings that the makar for this din is that the pasuk says for Isha Grusha Meisha, and even if she is only a Grusha from her husband, she still has a Shem Grusha, and she is still Psul Lakuna. And we have a similar din, B'negei Chalitza, that certainly if one of the brothers does a valid Chalitza, then we know that this woman is definitely also to her other brother-in-laws, as we learn, Kivin Shalei Bana Shuvla Yivna Oid. But as we will see, even if he does an invalid Chalitza, the same din would apply, and the rest of the brothers would be Asatar, and at least on the Rabban Dika level, she'd be Asatar Kayin as well. And our Gemara will now bring down 4 Shitas as to what the din is in all 4 cases of the Mishnah, and do we consider these Gitin that they were written with a Chesaron of Lishma to be a Recha Get, and therefore she would now be Psul Lakuna. Rab will hold that in the last 3 cases she is Psul Lakuna, while in the first case it isn't even considered a Recha Get, while Shmuel hold that even if the first case is a Recha Get and she's Psul Lakuna, and Ziri and Rab Asi hold that in the first 3 cases it's not considered Recha Get at all, and therefore the get is Pasul Gamri and she won't be Asa Lakuna, aside from the last case that was related to Breira. And finally, Rabbi Yechon holds that even the last case isn't a Recha Get and she's never going to be Pasul Lakuna. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav, Rav states, Kulam Psulam Lakuna, and the last 3 cases of the Mishnah, since she received her get, even though it was a get Pasul because it was written Shalei Lishma, however, it's considered as if there's a Recha Get and therefore she'll be Pasul Lakuna, Chutz Min Abrishon, aside from the first case, when in that case they were writing a get Lislamed and it's not a get at all, and therefore it doesn't even have a din of a Recha Get, and she won't be Pasul Lakuna. However, Shmuel Amma, Afrishinami Pasul, Shmuel says that Lemaisa, even in the first case, where they wrote Lislamed, it's still considered Recha Get, and therefore she'll be Pasul Lakuna, Vazu Shmuel Tamei, and Shmuel is going according to his Svara, the Amma Shmuel, because Shmuel says a klal, that Kalmak Rishonim Chacham get Pasul, anytime the Chacham said in a Mishnah that the get is Pasul, Pasul or Paisul, that's not only telling us that the get is Pasul, and therefore she is considered an Ishis Ish, but it's also telling us that at this point she becomes Pasul Lakuna. And Shmuel continues, Chalitza Psula, if the Mishnah mentions that if someone does a specific type of Chalitza, then it's Pasul, Psula, Paislasim and Achen, that even though the Chalitza is Pasul and she will not be Mutal Ashok, however, at this point, none of the brothers can go and do Yibim Tar, and she will be Pasul to Kahuna Midrabanan. But again, this din of Chalitza, B'marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they stated, Mishmed Rabbalaza, in the name of Rabbalaza, the Amira, that small Vulayla, Psula, Supaislais. Then we know b'negei chalitza that since the pasuk says the word regal, and we learn out the words regal from mitzriah, and we know that the regal by mitzriah is referring to the right foot. Therefore, the woman has to take off the right shoe off of the right foot of the chalitz. And if instead instead she takes the left shoe off his left foot, then it will be pasul. In addition, we know that chalitza has to be done by yom, and if it's done by night, it would be pasul. And in both those cases, they said in Eretz Yisrael that even though she will certainly not be mutaris l'shuk, but it would still pasul her from having gibum from any of her other brothers-in-law. And we continue on daf chafei yom alav, and the Gemara continues kantad v'pilya psulais v'im paisleis. Even though we know that a chalitza could only be done by a gadol and not by a katan, as the pasuk states v'lo yachbis ha'ish, and we learn out ish v'lo katan, and we also know that the pasuk says shal v'ish naloi, and therefore chalitza has to be done with a leather shoe, and it can't be done with a soft shoe. And Rashi says lav chalitza klal. In this case, it's not considered chalitza at all, and therefore not only is this chalitza pasul, but it also would not cause her to become pasul to her brothers-in-law, and if they want, they could still do yibum. And ayin and taisis divin maskel katan bal pilya psulais v'im paisleis, where he explains what is the nafkamina between Shmuel Shita and the Shita of the Bnei Barava. And the Gemara continues with the third Shita, Zi'ui Amma, Zi'ui states, Kulan in Paislin Chutz Min Achrin. Then the first three cases of the Mishnah, we don't even consider the Re'echa Get, and therefore she would not be Pesula Min Akuna. However, in the last case, we consider that a Re'echa Get, and therefore she would be Pesula Min Akuna. V'chein Am Rabasi, Kulan in Paislin Chutz Min Achrin. Rabasi also agrees to Zi'ui that the only time we Pasul Min Akuna is only in the last case of the Mishnah. And finally, the fourth Shita is Rabbi Echon states that even in the last case we don't look at this as Re'echa Get, and it doesn't pass him in Akuna. But as Rabbi Echon Tamei, and Rabbi Echon is going according to the Shita, because Rabbi Asi said the name of Rabbi Echon, Ha'achin Shechoku, if you have brothers that divide their Yerusha, the Kuchai is saying they're considered like they purchase each of their own Chelek from each other, and since it's considered like a purchase, therefore when Yevil comes, so now they have to give back their Chelek to the Yerusha and to the estate, and they recombine it at Yovel, and at that point they would re-split it. Some say they would re-split it exactly the way it was done before, and the only reason they're recombining it is in order to be Yitzhak the Chiyav and the Mitzvah of Yovel. And this is the Mashmais of Rashi and Arsugur that states, V'hada Shakli Kidamikara, while others say that at that point they would actually re-divide the estate for the next 50 years, and they could renegotiate as to which portion they each would take. And Rashi explains that the reason that Rabbi Echon holds this is because he holds in Beira, and therefore even though Reuven told the Sefer that I want you to write this get for one of my wives, and I will decide which wife I'm going to give it to, the din is that it's considered Shalei L'shma, as the din is Ein Breira. And Rabbi Echon holds that all the case of the Mishnah, that since L'maisa the psul is that the get was not written L'shma, therefore we don't look at this get as if it has a Re'echa get at all, as it's not considered anything, and it's considered as if you gave her a piece of paper, and therefore she will not be Pasul Menakuna. And L'chair, we explained all the Shitas aside from Z'iri, and Rashi explains that really Z'iri holds like the Svar Rabbi Echon, and where does a get that was written Shalei L'shma, it's not considered even a Re'echa get. And the only reason that Z'iri and Rabbi Asi argue with Rabbi Echon b'negei the last case in the Mishnah is because them is supik if yesh brera ain brera, and therefore they say in this case l'chumra we have to pass l'ham in akuna. And the Gemara continues that we just saw that Rabbi Echon says ach v'achrin nami in a paisel because he holds ain brera, and then we saw Rabbi Echon taught us this din b'negei the din of Yerusha, and the Gemara is bothered that why did Rabbi Echon have to teach us this din in two different cases that the din is that ain brera, and the Gemara says v'tzricha, we need both cases. The idma b'ha, because Rabbi Echon would only say his din b'negei getin, but hakam Rabbi Echon, maybe over here Rabbi Echon says din the ain brera mishum b'in la l'shma, and as Taisis explains this Gemara on daf chaf da'am abeis, because the pasuk says b'chasav la l'shma, that at the time of the ksiva you have to know that it was done l'shma, and even though generally maybe we would say yesh brera, but over here there's a special limud because at the time of ksiva you weren't sure as to who you were writing this get for. And the Gemara continues avol chasav mechahud am rachman lehad b'yovel, the gay returning field by yovel, the Torah tells us specifically that it's only b'negei mechira avol yerusha matan lai, but b'negei yerusha matana the din doesn't apply. And maybe over here Rabbi Echon holds that yesh brera, and therefore it's considered yerusha, and maybe we would not say that machzirin zel zeh b'yovel, and therefore Rabbi Echon says that I hold that in all cases that ain brera, and therefore even b'negei yerusha the din is that achat shechalku l'kucha, saying that that's considered l'kuchas, and therefore they're included in the dinim of yovel because l'maisa is considered each brother bought this field. And the Gemara continues, V'yashbin and Sada, if Rabbi Echon would only teach us the din b'negei the Sada, and he would tell us ha'achin shechalku l'kuchay sein ha'machzirin zel zel b'yayvel, so we may think that Rabbi Echon really doesn't paskin ein brera, but he just misupik of ein brera yesh brera, and therefore mishum l'chumra, so we go l'chumra and we say that you have to return these Sadas b'yayvel, or inami kitchila, that really Rabbi Echon is saying that I generally will hold that yesh brera, and it considered that the yarshim, and did not consider l'kuchays, but even so, the Torah tells us, exeris hakasav, that when it comes comes to Yovel, you have to return even those sadeis which you received as Yerusha, because Yovel is a reset of all ownership. And as Rashi says, Kashem Shemetchil Hais Blei Chalukah L'Ish Echad, Kach Tachsa B'Yovel L'Ish Echad, that just like at the time that the Yidden split up Eretz Yisrael, it was given to a specific person. So even though they received this as Yerusha, they still have to go back and revert the sadeis to the original ownership, as that is the mitzvah in the Torah. Aval Hacha Im B'Loi, but maybe B'negei Get, we can't prove that Rabbi Yechon hold in Reira Tzricha, and that's why we need both of these dinim of Rabbi Yechon. And B'negei, when the Gemara says Inami Ketchila, the Ritva says Pirish Lab Mishum Din Reira Hi Ela Mishum the Chashiva Chalukah LePaitur Mechazar Zevel Ela B'tchila Shel Eretz Yisrael She'Eretz Nechlekes B'Goyel Uvu Mentum V'Gzeres Hakasavu Aval Chalukah Acheres. But if it would be any other type of Chalukah, Afilu Derech Yerusha Umatana, even though it was done B'Derech Chalukah, it would still have a din that would have to go back to the original ownership by Yovel. And the Gemara continues to discuss dinim of Breira. Byimini Rav Hashi Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Hashi asked the following question of Rabbi Yehuda. Amal Ladla, if someone says to the Seifa, Ksev la'iza shetetze v'pesach t'chila, that I want you to write a get for me, and I'll use it for whichever one of my wives walk out of this door first. Ma'a, what is it in? And Amal Lay and Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rav Hashi, Tanisu, that this is the fourth case in our Mishnah, that yes to me came, that even more so, Amal Ladla, if someone says to the Seifa, Ksev la'iza shetetze agarish, you should write this get for my wife, and any one of my wives that want to be Megarish, I will be Megarish. The din is that's possible Megarish by Alma in Breira. So we see from the Mishnah that we hold in Breira, and therefore in this case as well, even though you said that I want you to write this get for whichever one that comes out of my house first, L'chari, you have to come onto the din of Breira over there also, and therefore the din is that it's going to be possible and it can't be a valid get. And keep in mind that although it seems that the case of our Mishnah and the case that Rabbi Ishii is asking about are exactly the same, however, there's actually a major nafkamina that in the case of Rabbi Ishii, when you said to the Sefer that you write me a get, and he said, so in that case, you already decided that you're giving this get to whoever comes out of the door first, and it's titled Bedas Acherim, and you don't have anything else that you have to do in order to create this get, and it's almost as if you made a get al Tnai. However, in a case of a Mishnah, Reuven said, I want the get to be written for Rachel, and then I'll decide which Rachel I want to give it to. So it is actually a more difficult case of Brira, as in this case, the kashus of the get is dependent on his independent Svara that he will decide at a later point. And L'chari, you have to keep in mind that even though in the Mishnah it's possible to say that we would say Ein Brira, but in the case of Rav Hashi, maybe since it's Tali B'das Achirim and not Tali B'das Atzmai, then we could still say that it would be a valid get. And the Gemara will discuss this point in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Isvi, Rav Hashi asked the following question Rav Yehuda from Mishnah Maseches Pesachim on that Peites, Ha'im L'banav, if someone says to their children, Hareini Sheikhus HaPesach, that I'm setting aside this sheep before the Karim Pesach, and I'm going to shecht it Al Mishi Al Mekam Mishal Yishlayim, for whichever one of you that comes first to Yishlayim, and the father goes ahead and does the Shechitas HaPesach, Kivin Shenichas Risha and Reishiv Rubai, and once the first child that comes to Yishlayim already ends in Yishlayim with Reishiv Rubai, Zachar B'chalkai, he will be Zecha in his Chelek, and we're going to say Yesh Breira, Umezakas Echavimai, and then if he wants, he can be Mezach his brothers together with him, and they can also join and eat from this Karim Pesach. And of course, this line of Mezakas Echavimai doesn't seem to make any sense, and we'll discuss this in a moment. And Rav Hashi's question is that since in this case we have a scenario where Reuven made a statement and he was totally b'das achirim, and we said yesh b'ira, and therefore the child that comes first will be considered that he is a part of the shchitas pesach and he was nismana and he was registered together to eat from this korban pesach, and therefore for Rav Hashi to Rav Yehuda, in my case the simul din should be that amul lavlik soiv la'iz shteitz of pesach chila, the din should be that should be a valid get as l'maisa he was totally b'das achirim, and we should say yesh b'ira. And the Gemara continues, amul leis Rav Yehuda said to Rav Hashi, my son Hashia, ma'in the Pesachim Itzel Gittin, that you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah and Mesach Pesachim that's talking about a Karim Pesach to the din that we just have in the Gay Gittin, because on that Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Yechon stated that really, as Rabbi Yechon stated beforehand, we hold that in Breira, and the only reason why we said over there that Kivan Shenichas Risha and Reisha Rubai Zachar B'chalkai Mazakas Echavimai is because the father was only making this Nai Kedei Lizazu Mitzvahs in order to make them more careful about performance of Mitzvahs, and this way he wanted to show them that I want to make sure that you come earlier to Yerushalayim and you shouldn't delay. And they could not mean, I'll bring you right, it is true that the father was not saying that the only one that will be Zeicha is this oldest child and the rest of the children will not be part of the Karim Pesach, the Tani, because we learned over there, Kivin Shenichas Risha and Risha Rubai Zachar B'chalkai Umezakas Echav Imai, and the other brothers will be able to eat from the Karim Pesach as well. And Iyam B'shleima Dem Ninu Me'kara Shapeh. So if we will explain that the father actually meant to say that I'm being mismana all of my children for this Karim Pesach, and I just want to be mizaris them, and as Rashi says, claim a nira izu risha, and let us see who is the first v'leidim ma b'liboy, and he didn't tell them what he was thinking, and l'maisa he really was mismana all of them to eat from this Korban Pesach, then it makes sense that the rest of the brothers could eat from this Korban Pesach because they were initially registered for this Korban Pesach prior to the Shechitas HaPesach. However, Eli Amrit Leim Nenu, if you're going to say that his father did not have them in mind and did not include them in the original Minoy, then l'acha shrita mikum samanu, how could it be that after they already shechted the Korban Pesach that they could be included in this Korban Pesach? But we learned in the Mishnah, Nimnu Meshchin Yedein Menu Ach Yishchot, that the din is that a person can be included in a Korban Pesach, or he can decide to leave a chabura that got together to bring a Korban Pesach at Yishchot until they do the Shechitas HaPesach. But once they bring the Korban Pesach, you can't go and change your status. And Rashi explains, V'la'ach HaShechita, but after Shechita, Lo Nimnin V'lo Mimshachin D'chsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'mim Mat HaBayis M'yais M'seh, and we learn out, in Bo'y L'mayit V'lo Mashach M'meno M'yais M'seh, it has to be done while it's still a Seh, B'chiyus T'shil Seh Yismaitu, it's only while the Seh is alive, but once the Shechita was done, you can't change your status, and you can't change your Chabura. And Ayin Teitz Dil Maschel Iyam B'shleimo, where he points out that even though we have Gemaras that say that there's no requirement to be appointed and to register onto a Seh, and that was only a requirement by Pesach Mitzrayim, however, Zach Teitz V'Shleima, the Sugah D'Hacha Ayri, Yamina Selebe Savas Teraisa, that our Sugah holds like the Man Oma, that there is a requirement to register for a Korban Pesach. And Rashi Mesechus Pesachim says, when it says Mezakas Echav Imoy, that the brother who came first actually has one Maila over the other brothers, as he could decide which Chelet to give to each of the brothers. And Rashi says, V'Yehu Roish L'Ochav Shiyisku Al Yodai the Kachaydim, and this is what the father meant when he told them that the child that comes first will receive a special privilege. And the Ranim Mesechus Adorim explains, K'dei Luzarzin Shirugilun Luzdar B'mitzvahs, that this was actually a ploy on the father's behalf in order to teach them to be Mizdaris in other mitzvahs and on all future mitzvahs. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Nami Hachi, I'll bring you a riot, it is true, because Maisel was a story, V'kadbu Bonis L'Bonim, and the daughters came before the sons, V'nimtzu Bonis Rizin, and we found that these daughters was Rizais, U'Bonim Shvalim, and the Bonim were lazy. And this Brisa doesn't say that the daughters received the Korban Pesach, and the sons did not receive the Korban Pesach, as certainly all of them received the Korban Pesach, and the father was just trying to be Mizdaris them. And the Gemara continues and points out something that we already mentioned, Om Abaya, Abaya stated, when Rabbi Ishiya asked the question of Rabbi Yehuda, he asked the question about a person who said to a seifer, that he should write a get for whichever one of my wives come at his doorway first, and over there it wasn't toilu b'das atzmai, it was toilu b'das achirim, and v'kapashle toilu b'das atzmai, and then Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to Rabbi Ishiya from the case of a Mishnah where it was toilu b'das atzmai, as he would make the ultimate decision as to which one of these wives he would want to give the get to. And l'chir, how could Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya from that case, as it's very possible to say that even though in the case of Teilu B'das Atzmai we would say Ein Breira, but in the case of Teilu B'das Achirim we would say Yesh Breira, as we explained. And let's read the Lashon of Rashi from five lines before it gets wide, as Dilma Teilu B'das Atzmai Leslam Breira, maybe over there we would say that there's no Dilma Breira, then when the Astin Breisha Gilu B'daita he was Megala Shebisecha Shesifim, that at that point he wasn't really sure who he wants to divorce, V'lekalamei Mehuvra D'mekar Daitel Hai, and therefore you can't say at the end result as Huvra Davon Mafreya that this was his original das, but this person who is toila, whatever the outcome will be in other people, so therefore at the original point he knew that whichever one will come out first he wants to give the get to that person, and since there was no chesaron in anything that he was doing in order to effectuate this get, therefore that would not be a problem of Ein Breira or Yesh Breira, and the din would be, it would be a valid get, and therefore how could Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya to the din of Rabbi Ishiya? And Abaye continues, and the Rabbi Ishiya responds back to Rabbi Yehuda from a case of Teilu B'das Achirim, and Taisa points out, Azei Netmiya, on this there's no Shaila, the Shapim Meisiv Lamayda Pashale, that certainly Rabbi Ishiya's response to Rabbi Yehuda's question is a valid question, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, so Rava responds back to Abaya, my Kusha, why are you asking this Kasha? You're going and deciding that there's actually going to be a Chiluk in the Din of Breira if it's Teilu B'das Atzmai, if it's Teilu B'das Achirim, but Dilma, the Manda Isle Breira, Leishna Teilu B'das Atzmai, Leishna Teilu B'das Achirim, Isle Breira, that whoever holds that there's a Din of Breira, it doesn't make a difference if it was Teilu B'das Atzmai or Teilu B'das Achirim, Umad Nales Lebreira, and whoever doesn't hold the Din of Breira, Leishna Teilu B'das Atzmai, Leishna Teilu B'das Achirim, Les Lebreira, and Lechira, your Chiluk is not necessarily correct. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Shasha Rava, but Rav Shasha says to Rava, for Rabbi Yehuda, but the Tan Rabbi Yehuda, the Teilu B'das Atzmai, Les Lebreira, in the case of Teilu B'das Atzmai, he doesn't hold of the Din of Breira, as we'll see in a moment, but Teilu B'das Achirim, Is Lebreira, however, but the Gaya Din of Teilu B'das Achirim, he does hold that we hold in Breira. And the Gemara continues that where do we see the Rabbi Yehuda hold Teilu B'das Atzmai is Les Lebreira and Teilu B'das Achirim is Isle Breira, as Teilu B'das Atzmai Les as we have a brayso, halakech yayim bein akutim. If someone buys 100 lugan of wine from a kuti, and Rashi and Tesis both point out that even though Rav Meir holds that there was a gzira on the wine of kutim, and this memra is a memra of Rav Meir, however, this din was taught prior to this gzira of Rav Meir that the wine of kutim is also to drink. And Tesis and Dio Maskel halakech yayim bein akutim points out that according to the man that whole giri emesain, so it makes sense they didn't make a gzira on the wine of kutim until a later point in time. However, this brayso will also discuss the sheet of Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds that kutim agiri arayasin, and l'chiri, they're just like akum, and how could it be that you could buy wine from a kuti if he's like a guy? And Taisa says that even though they originally made a gzira on the wine of goyim, however, kutim were not included in that, as kivin sheparshim me avidizara, yoysim mishar utichavim, umachzikim materi shabiksav, the gam alehim eno oedim, kamaisho eisim bayis rishon, lahachikij gozo al yenin shal utichavim, le gozo al shal kutim. And the brayso continues that this person did not have proper kalim to be able to separate trumas and maisis from this wine of the kutim, and we know that even though when we made a takana of demai by amaratim, that was only benigay maisis, as amaratim were careful to take off truma. However, kutim were not even careful to take off truma, and therefore it was considered mamish tevel and tevel vadai, and therefore the Yisrael would have to take off trumas and maisis. And Rashi over here says they didn't have proper kalim, and Rashi Masechet Sukkah states that the kalim that he had were tamei, and therefore he couldn't put trumas and maisis into it. And Rashi Masechet Beilo says there was actually bein hashmoshes of Shabbos, and therefore he didn't have time to take off trumas and maisis properly, and he wanted to do it prepare. Brisa teaches Imer so he'll say shnei lugan shani asa lahafresh harein truma, the 2 lugan of wine, which is 2% of the 100 lugan that I'm eventually going to take off as truma, should be truma, and asar mais rishon, and 10 lugan, which is 10% of 100 lugan, should be mais rishon. And Taisa points out that really not necessarily would it be dafka 10 lugan, as once you took off 2 lug as your truma, then all you have to take off for mais rishon is 9.8 lugan. And then Taisa brings another shita of v'yesh mefarshim to ina maisim es mayit mishum truma gedola kivin dechita achas b'tesa sakri, and therefore in chinami the gemara is dafka and you have to take off 10 lugan for mais rishon. And if it was the first and second or fourth and fifth years of the shemitah cycle v'tisha mais sheni, then you have to take off another 9 lug for mais sheni. Once again, according to the first pshat of Taisa, you take off a little bit less than 9 lugan for mais sheni. And we continue on daf chaf hei beis umechol, and then instead of actually taking off the mais sheni at some point right away, you could say that wherever this mais sheni is in this wine, I want to transfer its kedusha on any money that I have in my home. The mashe efshalei l'sakin legamri yisakin, as Rashi says, because whatever you could be misakin properly, you should do so. And even though you don't have the proper kalim, or if it's right before Shabbos, and v'sheis miyad divra meir, Rami holds you could drink the wine right away because Rami holds it yesh breira. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon say that it's also to drink this wine as they hold that in breira. And as Rashi says, in this case, it's toilu b'das atzmai shu atzmai moitzi siyayin, because he himself is the one that eventually will take off the trumas and maisis from this wine. And ayin teis divra maschul mechel, who learns this word differently than Rashi. And the Gemara continued that we just proved that Rabbi Yehuda holds that by toilu b'das atzmai that we say in breira. However, toilu b'das achirim isli breira. And even so, Rabbi Yehuda holds bin geir case where toilu b'das achirim that he would hold in breira, as the Mishnah discusses on daf ayin gimel medalef. And the Gemara explains that the case of the Mishnah is talking about in the scenario that Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and at the time that he gave a get to her, he said, "Harez a gitech, this should be a get, v'isgashi by me'eish shani ba'ilam, and you should be megureshes from the time that I'm still alive, in meisi mechol izeh, if I die from the sickness." And the Mishnah brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi as to what is her status during the period of time from when he gave her the get until the point that he actually dies. And our Gemara continues the Tanan, as we learned in that Mishnah, mahi ba'isin yamin, what is the status of this woman during the period of time between when he gave her the get until the day that he died? Rabbi Yehuda says during that period of time she's considered the ishus ish for all dinim, and if her husband is a kohen, she could eat truma, and if she would be mizana, then she would be considered an ishus ish that was mizana, and therefore she'd be chayim misa and she'd receive chenek. And lemaisa, even though Rabbi Yehuda is questioning as to what his status is during the period of time between when he actually delivered the getar and when he dies, however, certainly Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once he dies, then it would be a get from the moment before he dies, and therefore it's not considered a get la'achamisa. But lemaisa, this husband gave a get, and he made a condition which was not totally in his actions, and it was totally b'yad achirim. And as Rashi says, v'tolat t'nai b'das misha moisa v'chayet tluyim b'yadai, and this t'nai was a condition that was based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would eventually do, and if he would die, die from this sickness, or if he wouldn't die, and lemaisa, once he dies, we said it's a get, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds where something's talal b'das achirim, that yesh b'ira, and therefore we see that we can differentiate, and even if one holds that if it's talal b'das atzmai, that ain't b'ira, but in the case with talal b'das achirim, then we could still say yesh b'ira. And Ayin Rashi, who's bothered that l'chira, in the case of the Mishnah, daf Ayin Gimel Manalaf, of Zed Gitich Me'achshav, and Mesi Mechel Zeh, l'chira, why is this based on the din of b'ira, if l'chira is a regular t'nai? And we find that there are many times that a person can make a t'nai by a get, and it's not generally totally in the machlikas of yesh b'ira or ain b'ira. And Rashi says the following lashon, and we'll read it inside, even though it's a bit difficult to understand what Rashi means, and Ayin and Taisus, who ask questions at Rashi, and Taisus and the other Rishonim have various different ways to understand this chiluk between a regular t'nai and the case on daf Ayin Gimel Manalaf. But Rashi says, v'ein zeh kishat t'nayim, sh'odim masna beget sh'biyodah l'kaimon, v'dayt l'kaimon kishimasna layim, because at that point and at that moment, he really wants to divorce her. He just made a t'nai, and his das is that eventually he'll be mekayim this t'nai. Uchshinskai matnai have a get l'mafreya. The hosom lav time mishabreru over there, not based on brera. Aval hacha de im biyodai. But over here, where it's im biyodai, uvishas t'nai usafik. And at the time of t'nai, it's a suffik. It will actually occur. Vatnai miskai meilov, and the t'nai will occur by itself. Ilav mishum brera lo yav a get mekayim. Then if we wouldn't say yesh brera, then it would not be a val get. And the Gemara continues. Amli Ramishashi l'Rava. So Ramishashi now once again says to Rava, and since Ramishashi already brought a raya to Rava that it's possible that someone could hold that if it's Toilu B'das Achirim, that it's Hisle B'ira, and if it's Toilu B'das Atzmai, that it's Lesle B'ira, therefore it doesn't make sense that it would be Ramishashi speaking to Rava, and some agrees over here, Amli Ravina l'Rava, Harab Shimon, Toilu B'das Atzmai, Lesle B'ira. But we also find that Rav Shimon holds that if in the case of Toilu B'das Atzmai, that he doesn't hold in B'ira, and yet Toilu B'das Achirim is Hisle B'ira, in a case where it's Toilu B'das Achirim, he does hold in the concept of B'ira. And once again, the Gemara explains, Toilu B'das Atzmai, Lesle B'ira, where do we find Rav Shimon holds by a case of Toilu B'das Atzmai that's Lesle B'ira? Hard amar, and it's going back to the brisa that we brought at the bottom of Daf Chavtal and Abayz of Alakeach Yayim and Bein Kutim, where someone bought 100 lug of Yayim from Kutim, and we saw at the top of the Amid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon, Eisen, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Shimon all hold that in Brera, and therefore it's usa to drink that wine, as he didn't take off Chumas and Mises properly, and therefore the Yayim is Tevel. And the Gemara continues that where do we see the Rabbi Shimon hold Teilu B'das Achirim, that Isle Brera, that if you Teilu B'das Achirim, that there is a Dina Brera, the Tanya, as we learned to the brisa, if Reuven has beer with Rachel and he says to her, I'll be mekadosh you with his spear, as long as my father agrees that I should get married to you. And the Tanakhama states, that even if the father doesn't want this kedushin, they are still mekudeshes. And Rashi says, and Reuven actually had gemar das that he wants to have kedushin, and even if his father doesn't want. And the brisa continues, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, said over in the name of Shimon, Rotza Av Mekudeshes, that if the father agrees, then it will be a valid Kedushin, Lo Yurotza Av Ein Mekudeshes, and if the father doesn't want, then it would not be Mekudeshes. And Rashi explains, Lo Yibol El Al Tnai V'Lo Yiniskayim, that Lemais his Bia was done, and the Kedushin was only done on this condition, and Lemais the Tnai was not Mekuyim, but V'Chi Rotza Miyum Mekudeshes, but if the father agrees that he wants a Kedushin, then it will be valid Kedushin, the Avagav Nehemshas Bila, Suffolk Reitza, Suffolk Ein Reitza, and even though at the time of the Bia, they didn't know what the father would say, and it was Tolu B'das Achirim, Amrin Huvra, the Mishas B'ila, have a Kedushin, and we see that Rav Shimon holds that it's Tolu B'das Achirim, that is Le Brera. And we continue on Daf Chav Vavim and Aleph, Amalei, so Rav responds to Rav Mishashia, or to Rav Nachman as well, the Bein Rav Yehuda, Bein Rav Shimon, Leishna Tolu B'das Atzmoy, Leishna Tolu B'das Achirim, is Le Brera, that certainly there is no chil between if Tolu B'das Atzmoy or Tolu B'das Achirim, and in both cases, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda both agree that is Le Brera. And even though we brought a brisa that stated Halakeach Yayim Bein Akutim, and Oimishne Lugenshani Oslahafish Harein Chuma, Asar Maisurishan, and Tisha Maisusheni, etc. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon all said Oisrin, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon seem to hold that if Tolu B'das Atzmai, that ain't Brera. But Zok Rava, that Vahasam Kedek Tanya Taima, over there, the reason is not based on Brera, but it's based on the reasoning given in the Brisa itself, as Amalod Rameya, as Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shimon said back to Rameya, Yat Maida Shemi Baka Noid, that the reason why we say that it's Asa is because we're concerned that at some point the actual bottle of wine may break, and if it breaks, then they'll never be able to take off the trumas and maisis, and benim sezesh shaysetfalim mafreya, and it'll come out that this person drank tevel and mafreya, as he never took off trumas and maisis, and therefore the wine was always tevel. But in a chenami, if not for the fact that we have the gzira, then we would say that it's a din of yesh b'ira, even though it's tevel b'das atzmai. And amalehem and Ramei responded back to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Lichshi Yiboka, that in Chanami, if the bottle of wine breaks before they take off Truma, then it will come out that they actually drank Tevel Limafreya. However, Rabbi Meir holds that we're not going to make a Gzeira because, as Rashi says, Ava in Lachashilkach, Lishchiach, Lihiboka, that since it's not Shchiach, that the bottle of wine should break, therefore we don't have to worry about that. Now, Lachir, Rabbi Meir is generally Chayish Limuta, so why wouldn't Rabbi Meir say that we should make this Gzeira? And maybe that's why Rashi and Mesechtis Irvin on Daf Lamed Zayin and Rashi and Mesechtis Yuma on Daf Nun Vav actually adds in a few words and says, and after Rashi says this in order to show that according to Rabbi Meir, this is not a muta, but it's lemuta lemuta. And as we know, even Rabbi Meir is not chayish lemuta demuta, and that's why according to Rabbi Meir, there's no reason for a gzera. Now the Rashi is bothered that l'chira, since this is the end of the brisa, so how could it be that on Daf Kafayim Beis the Gemara actually used this brisa as a writer? Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon both hold that if it's toil b'das atzmoi that less lebrera, if l'chira, we see clearly that that's not pshat in Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yisrael and Shimon, as they explained their own pshat a little bit later in the brisa. And how could it be that the Gemara ignored the end of the brisa up until this point? And the Rashi says shah Gemara savra sheikra timeim shel Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon who mishum she'ein brera, that really the Gemara originally thought that the ikur reason Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon is because that they hold that there's a din of ein brera where it was toil b'das atzmoi v'le amru shemi yibaka noid, and the only reason the end of the brisa said shemi yibaka noid was only as response to Rabbi Meir, and they were telling Rabbi Meir that even though you hold that yesh brera, we should still be geizer as shemi yibaka noid. On that, Rabbi Meir responded that we're not going to be geizer because there's a muta de muta, and we will stop over here.